Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son, this morning. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, blessed Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. God, great is thy faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness, God. Thank you, Lord. O God of mercies, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Blessings this morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God, we need you this morning. And as we, O God, approach your throne, we ask you to allow us in your presence, God. We ask you for simple mercy, God. Grace, God. That which you continue to give us and that which you have showered upon us, O Lord. God, our Father. Our Father this morning who art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, O God. Father, lead us not into temptation, but please, Lord, deliver us from evil. Why? Because thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever in your name. Thank you, Lord. Continue to keep us this day, O Lord, in your perfect peace. For greater are you in us than he that is in this very world, O God, our Father, our Deliverer. We call on you this morning. We need you, God. We need you this day and every day, God. Every hour, every second, every minute of the day, we need you, God. We cannot and will not make it without you, Lord. Please, Father, touch this world. Touch the people, O God. Touch, heal, and deliver. Where they need to be touched. Where they need to be healed. Where they need to be delivered, God. We thank you and we praise you. And to this morning, God, we say amen. Amen. And we say amen. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. Amen. Come on, give God a praise this morning. Hallelujah. Great is thy faithfulness. O God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, God. Morning. Come on, somebody. Morning by morning, new, brand new mercies. I see all that I have needed. Come on, take it personal. Thy hand has provided. Thank you, God. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. He is faithful. He is just to forgive. God is a provider. And somebody's saying he's not providing for me right now. But are you following God? Come on now. You know this thing is two-way. I have to tell you this morning, he is faithful. He is just to forgive. But we got to give. We got to come on in. We've got to acknowledge God for who he is. Not just when we feel like it. Not just when times are pressing. Not just when it's hard on us or hard for us. But we've got to bless God daily, all day long. Every day, the word reminds us, pray without ceasing. God is worthy. He created us to praise, not to primp, not to pimp, not to go to do this, to do that. But God, oh, God created us to praise and to worship him and worship him in spirit and in truth. Great is his faithfulness. God is great. And he is greatly to be praised this morning. Don't take his praises lightly. Don't take the worship lightly. Don't take the teaching lightly. Don't take the learning lightly. Don't take the fellowship in Christ lightly with the Holy Spirit. Don't take it lightly. Great is thy faithfulness. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, God doesn't change on us. Thy compassions, they fear not. He has not failed to have compassion on us. He has not failed for every morning brand new mercies to take place. God has not failed. Somebody's going through right now. Somebody's struggling right now. God is faithful. Oh my gosh, that song goes on and says this. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest. Sun, moon, and stars in their courses above. Join with all nature in manifold witness. Nature is witnessing, come on, God, to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Nature understands. Nature, oh my God, joins together in the lifting up of God, because nature even witnesses his faithfulness. Look around you, the summers, the winters, oh my God, the springtime and harvest or the fall, the sun, the moon, the stars. God's greatness is faithful. He is faithful, people. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. I walk in my mercies, God. I walk in those mercies, God. I walk in the fact that you're merciful, God. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Unto me. Unto me. Somebody point at yourself and say, unto me. Receive that this morning. But do you know, while God is yet faithful, the author of this song had to understand that he too had to, or she had to be faithful unto God. We have to be faithful unto him. We have to recognize him. We have to want him in our lives and of our lives. We have to understand the world doesn't have anything for us. But God has joy. God has peace. Old song used to say, this joy that I have, the world did not give it. The world didn't give it. The world cannot, will not take it away. Not when you have the joy from God. Not so. The world can't take it away. Come on, somebody. Give him a praise this morning. I'm coming in. I'm coming in. Wow. This morning, my God, my God, my God, great is thy faithfulness. I'm just stuck on that a minute. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, this morning, this very morning right here, new mercies I see. See, if you went to bed in pain last night, you couldn't hardly move, and you woke up this morning and God has rejuvenated you. God has caused you to move a little better. God has caused you, oh my God, you went to bed last night thinking I wasn't going to wake up this morning, but God caused you to open your eyes, to see, your ears, to hear. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Come on, come on. You were facing court today. You were facing court. You were facing jail time. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. My God. Thank you, Lord. Your child walked out on you. Your husband walked out on you. Your wife walked out on you. Morning by morning, you wake up and God has brought your family back together. New mercies I see. All I have needed, thine hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Oh my gosh. Thank you, Lord. Come on, give him a praise with me this morning. He's praiseworthy. He is praiseworthy. He is praiseworthy. He is praiseworthy. This morning, and if. You know what the three little dots mean? It's called an ellipsis. It means whatever comes next. And if, guess what? The Lord will. That's it this morning. Somebody say, and if the Lord will. And if I do what I'm supposed to do. And if God moves on my behalf, and if, oh my goodness, I sing praises unto thee, and if I listen and I follow you, God, and if I listen to the instructions of my parents, and if I teach my children how to pray, and if, God, if you, oh God, have mercy on me, and if, you see, that and if is not for us to make the decision, that and if is not about the conditions we can set in place, but that and if is what God has already told us. My God. And if, it says, the Lord will. Let's look at Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. And this morning we're going to be looking at the first of the six verses. But I compel you to go read that entire 28th chapter and beyond and before. There's so much there. And if, the Lord will this morning. It says, and if you faithfully, I'm going to start with those first two verses. And if you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments that I command you today. The Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. If, it says, you obey the voice of the Lord your God. And if the Lord will. And if the Lord will. And if you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God. See, you got to get that thing there. That's very important. If you obey the voice of the Lord your God, you've been taught who God is. You've been told who God is. You have seen who God is. You may not have wanted to see it in your own life, but you could see it in somebody else's life. But you, when you really stop and you think about it, you see God all around you. Oh my goodness. The song told us the sun, the moon, the stars, the summer, the winter, the springtime and harvest, harvest to reap, to bring it in. Come on, God, to reap. See, during the summer, the winter, and the spring, you're sowing. And in the harvest time, the fall, it's time to bring it in. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Have you ever tried to start or work on something with absolutely no plan? You're just going to do it. You just going to open that box that chair came in and start putting it together. Don't read any instructions. Don't get any tools. Don't prepare for anything. You just decide, I'm just going to do it. You see, when you decide that you're going to do something, you've got to come up with a plan. You got to have an operation set in place. You got to have some guidelines and some rules that you're going to follow. And if you faithfully, you see, that's a guideline. That's a rule. That's the way. Faithfully obey the Lord your God, being careful. That's another, oh my God. That's an instruction that's in there. Oh my goodness. Have you ever tried, I said, to start working on something with absolutely no plan? Putting a table or chair together. Deciding even on an outfit you need to wear to a certain occasion. What am I going to wear to work? If I have uniforms assigned, how am I going to get the uniforms? There's always a plan. What size do I need? There are always specifics that go with everything we must do. Even grocery shopping. If you don't make a list, you're going to go in there and pick up stuff you weren't even thinking about. And sometimes even when we make the list, we don't stick to it, you see. It says faithfully obey, sticking to it, doing it right every time. Well, Pastor, I'm not perfect, but striving, focusing, keeping your mind stayed on God will help you be able to do things in decency and what? In order, and if you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God. Well, what if I don't know God? Well, you better get to know him. Hey, somebody told you about him. Somebody's telling you about him right now. If you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all, not some, his commandments that are commanded, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. Come on. See, oh my goodness, Moses is talking to Israel right now. He's telling them God is going to set you high above the earth, all the nations of the earth. You can take that to a one-on-one right now. That principle of the cross, that principalizing bridge that Elder teaches us about. Come on this side. Put it in your life. Observe it, interpret it, and apply it in your life right now. If you obey the voice of the Lord your God, faithfully it said though. Says God will set you high above the nations of the earth. And second verse said, all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. If, see, he keep reminding you now, don't get it twisted. If you obey the voice of the Lord your God, if you follow his instructions. Oh my goodness. Let's go ahead and look at that third and fourth verse. It says, blessed shall you be in the city and blessed shall you be in the field. Y'all have heard this one before. Blessed shall be the fruit of your womb, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your herds, and the young of your flock. Bring it across that principalizing bridge. Come on now. Blessed shall you be in the city, and shall you be when you're out of the city, in the town, across the world, throughout the universe. Blessed shall be the fruit of your womb. That's already across the bridge. Come on. Blessed shall be your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren. Mother, we are blessed. Come on. Blessed shall be because of you, your prayers, your faithfulness, your hold out, your hold fast. Blessed shall be the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your ground everywhere you walk. God will till the fields. God will cause the hard rock to become fertile soil so you're able to plant and to, oh God, sow into that ground. Sow into that ground. Somebody come on, say, sow into it. Put something in it so you can get something out of it. Oh my God, blessed shall be the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your ground and the fruit of your cattle. Everything you own shall be blessed. The increase of your herds and the young of your flock. No, most of us not walking around with a herd and a flock, bring it across the bridge. Blessed shall be the job that you do, the increase that you, oh my God, bring home, the increase in your house. Oh my God, slow me down, Jesus, right now. Oh God, blessed. That's it. If you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God, you got to hear him. Lord, give us an ear that we might hear what thus saith the Lord. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. You see, he's talking to the people right then and the things that they did to be able to be sustained, the things that they did, the work that they did. You see, so whatever your work is right now, you got to ask God to bless your work, your home, your family, the very things. But it says now, if you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God. You keep saying if. Well, it says, and if you faithfully obey, Elder, bring that up. And if you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God. That's that first verse in that 28th chapter. And if you faithfully obey, I want you to read it with your own eyes. The voice of the Lord your God. Listen to it, being careful. Read it out loud right where you are. To do all his commandments that I command you today. The Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. Above all the anxieties, above all the situations, above all the circumstances, above all the problems, above all the enemies, above all, my God. Y'all are coming up with a word of frenemies. There's no such a thing. You either a friend or you a foe. Come on, somebody. I don't want no frenemies. My God. Thank you, Lord. If you faithfully obey, blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. I'm at the fifth verse now, if you want to read along. The sixth verse says, blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. No matter where you are, you're going to be blessed. You're going to be happy. Blessed means happy. Blessed means covered. Oh, my God. Blessed means living in enlightenment. Blessed means that you are, oh, my God, saturated with goodness. Blessed what blessed means. To be blessed means to be healthy, wealthy, wise. Oh, my God. Blessed in the city. Blessed in the field. I say blessed going out. Blessed coming in. Blessed coming in. Blessed going out. You happy. You covered. You contented. Oh, my God. COVID can't touch you. Oh, God. Poverty can't touch you. Oh, my God. Anxiety. Sit down. Come on, God. God preaching me happy this morning. I don't know about you, but I praise the Lord, our God, because he's faithful. And I want to faithfully obey the voice of the Lord, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my gosh. Who? Thank you, Lord. It said, thank you, Lord. Oh, my goodness. To obey all his statutes and his commandments. In one version, it says to obey in that first verse. If you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments and obey all his statutes. Let's look at that word statute. Let's look at that word statute, because if you read that version, I need you to understand his commandments are what he tells us to do. His statutes are the laws that he has decreed. Come on, thank you, Lord. That he has decreed. A statute, a law, or decree made by sovereign God. Sovereign God. That's the decree he made, the law. God has given us laws, and when you break the law, you don't follow the law, you in danger, come on now, of not being blessed. Because that's what it's saying. Statute, a law, or decree made by sovereign God. Sovereign. Sovereign, I need you to understand. Sovereign means a supreme ruler, possessing supreme or ultimate power. Oh, my God. So a supreme ruler possessing supreme or ultimate power, then what do you say is supreme? Supreme is simply a name for God. Majestically, supreme God, a name for God. Supreme, the word supreme encompasses his very character. He is superior to all others. That's supreme. He is strongest, most important, and most powerful. Oh my God, not all, but for God and. And it says very great or intense. God is extreme. Come on. Come on in. Come on in. God is extreme. Y'all ever saw that show Extreme Makeover? When they take these houses that might be a little tattered and torn, might be almost to the ground, holes in the floor, ceiling. Oh, my God, they got all kind of stuff going on, and they call it Extreme Makeover because they come in and they send in the troops, I'm telling you. They send in the builders, the concrete man, the wood man, the floor layering man, the roof man. All everybody got to come together and do their part. You see, if I'm laying the brick, I'm not putting up the roof, but I got to work together and know to do it when my turn comes. God is extreme. So they get together and they begin to take this tattered and torn house or home and they begin to build it up. You see, God is extreme. And then when they come back and the thing is done and the family returns, oh my God, that was living in this place that was almost about to be unlivable. And they've done all this work, you see. That's what God is. He's extreme. Because when you are broke down, when you're at your lowest, when you don't know which way to turn, that's God can do an extreme makeover. God can pick you up. Oh, God. God can turn you around. God can lift you up from where you've been. He can cause your mindset to change. You see, sometimes, oh, God, the word says this. Oh, my God. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see, it's no need in going through that extreme makeover. I'm back to the house now because, oh my God. Oh my God, even right here in our city, there was a home that went through the extreme makeover, but it was so much when it was done that the family couldn't even afford to keep it. And I found in studying and looking at some things that that was the case in many of those situations, because you see, the persons, or some of them, not all of them, mind you, but some of them who went through these extreme makeovers, oh my God, they didn't think about how the house got in that shape in the first place. What happened? What condition brought this on? My way of thinking, my way of doing things, my way of handling things. Oh my goodness, and they went through this extreme makeover. And then when they were in this palace, I will say, they didn't know what to do with it. They didn't understand how to handle it. They couldn't maintain it, you see, because their mindset had not been changed. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. God is extreme. And if you're going to deal with God, you're going to have to go ahead and let him do an extreme makeover on you. God has to turn you around. He has to clean you up on the inside. He has to change your way of thinking. You have to be open to God doing some serious brain surgery on you. He has to be able to do, oh my God, cardiac catheterizations. You might need a heart transplant, a complete liver makeover. Your kidneys might need to be flushed by God, but God, you see, will cause you to know. And if you obey me, if you're faithful to me, this is what I, the Lord, will do. That's it. That's what God wants us to know this morning. He's sovereign. If we follow his statutes, we begin, come on, God, to teach our children and to show, not just teach them, not just tell them, but to live the life accordingly in their presence. Come on, somebody. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect, but we have a duty and a responsibility to our children, to our, oh my God, families, to teach who God is and cause them to reverence and respect him. And then we'll be able, you see, to go through that extreme makeover and be able to handle the blessings that God is bringing. Because that thing said you're going to be blessed in the city. You're going to be blessed in the field wherever you're at. It says you're going to be blessed when you're coming in and blessed when you're going out. You're going to be happy. You're going to be contented. God is going to work it out. But you got to do your part. Come on, God. If you faithfully obey, don't let your head be hard. You see. Thank you, God. Holy, oh, Jesus. Okay, let's look at this. So we've heard all that. We've heard all that, and we've taken it in. That God is able. That's it, y'all. That's just the bottom line. But he says God is able to do whatever God wants to do. But God causes us to know right here, if we are faithful in obeying him and following him and doing what we are supposed to do. You see those statutes? Obey the Lord thy God with love the Lord, excuse me, thy God with all your heart, your mind, your body. That's God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. God is jealous. Why? He should be. He has a right to be. Because he's doing all the stuff for you. And then you're going to turn on him? You're going to go and serve something else? You're going to go and worship your house? You're going to worship your car? You're going to worship your job? You're going to worship that man, that woman, those children? Come on, somebody. God first. And until you put him first, you're not going to understand how deep this relationship can go. You're not. It's nothing else for me to tell you. You've got to develop that thing with God for yourself. And if you do, the Lord will deliver you. Come on, God. Deuteronomy 28 and 50, because I don't want you to just be stuck on this thing about getting blessed, you see. Because it says, and if you do, the Lord will. But I want you to look at that 15th verse. See, one of the conversations I've had in the past is this, that God tells us all. You know, when we talk about cults and false prophets, they tell us everything that sounds good. Come on now. They tell us everything that we think we can build on. Come on. But let me tell you, somebody's got to remind you that God tells us everything. If you go in his word and you study for yourself, you'll know. But that 15th verse in Deuteronomy takes us this way. But if you will not obey the Lord. See, he said, if you obey the voice. But now he's telling you, if you will not obey the voice of the Lord your God. Because he, come on. Or be careful to do all his commandments and his statutes. That's that word, statute. That's that word. Obey his laws. What he's decreed, he's spoken. And it's what it's supposed to be. That I command you today, most reminding them, then all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Uh-oh. Oh, see that? And if I obey the voice of the Lord, I'm blessed. If I do not obey the voice of the Lord, I'm cursed. You need to hear that this morning. You need to tell that to your children and their children and their children. To your neighbors, to your friends, to your family. We always trying to convince people, God going to take care of you. God going to do this. God going to do that. But we forget to tell them, you got to give your life to him. You got to come on in. You see, somebody's looking right now. Somebody's listening. Somebody's saying, well, I'm blessed. I'm covered. I got this. I got that. Let me tell you, the word of God declares and decrees that as well. It says he will reign on the just as well as the unjust. God will bless you in certain seasons. But let me tell you, in the end, the curses are coming. If you don't give in and give up to him. Oh, God, somebody says you're preaching like brimstone and fire. Something has got to save us. Come on. We don't want to hear the stuff like this. All we want to hear is what sounds good. Build them up. But let me tell you, God will tear you down. This word says, but if you will not obey the voice of the Lord your God, or be careful to do all his commandments and statutes that I command you today. Live right. Stop lying. Stop stealing. Stop fornicating. Stop committing adultery. Come on. Stop laying with men, women. Come on. Stop opening your mouth and everything that comes out is not the truth. Come on. Stop trying to take people down. Stop talking about folks to a point where you hurt them. Stop it. It's time to come on in. It says, then if you don't do what God says do, all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. I'm going to read. I want you to hear. Cursed shall you be in the city. You remember blessed it should be? Cursed shall you be in the field. That's the word of God. Cursed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Nothing getting in. You're not going to get anything. Nothing's coming in. Cursed shall be the fruit of your womb. Even your children shall be cursed. Oh my God. Y'all better come on now. And the fruit of your ground. Everything you touch will be cursed. Nothing shall come forward for you that's good. Even the increase shall be cursed. Cursed shall you be when you come in. Sad situation. And cursed shall you be when you go out. And if it says the Lord will. Oh my God. Oh my gosh. I got to give you a little more of that. I got to give you just a little more of that. Oh my gosh. Thank you, Lord. Let me see where I am right now. Oh God. I'm at the 20th verse of that 28th chapter. I need y'all to hear this. Because God is good. He's great. He's faithful. Great is thy faithfulness. And if you escaping the curses right now, it's because morning by morning, new mercies I see. That's why. But that 20th verse says this, the Lord will send you curses. That's if you do not obey him faithfully. Some of us faithfully, we're not obeying him at all. We're not trying. We live in our life according to what our flesh feel, what our mind want to do, how we want to jump and bump and this and that, what we want to do, what we want to say, who we want to say it to, who we want to say it about. Oh my gosh. Obey the Lord your God. It says, or the Lord will send on you curses. You see, we always think the devil doing it. Oh, the devil. Confusion. He will send frustration in all that you undertake to do. Nothing is going to work. Until you are destroyed and perish quickly on account of the evil of your deeds, not God's, because you have forsaken me. That's God. When you forsake him, and he already told you, I would never leave you nor forsake you, but you're going to forsake him. You're going to say the heck with God or whatever y'all say. You're going to just dismiss God and who he is. It's so sad. Most of our children don't even know the Our Father's prayer, y'all. I'm finding it more and more as I work with children, as I reach out to children. Yes, I retired, but I still am reaching up and reaching out. Children don't know the Our Father's prayer. Christ said, in this manner, pray. And if we haven't taught them that, then how are they going to learn to call on God? That's a basic prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep. See, Christ said in this manner to pray. He didn't say that was the only thing to pray for. He didn't say to pray specifically this every time. Our Father who art in heaven. Give God praise. That's in the manner. Hallowed, holy you are God. Be thy name. Thy kingdom come. It's all yours, God. Thy will be done. Whatever you say, God. Oh, God, that will be done on earth, God, here around me, Father, as it is in heaven. God, you are the ruler of the heavens and the earth. You see, whatever God says, God does. So this says, and if, says the Lord will. And if, it says the Lord will. Come on, give God a praise this morning. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. I don't know what else to tell y'all this morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning. Anybody with me? New mercies I see. Sing it in your house. All I have needed, thine hands have provided. You can't depend on me, but you can depend on him. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, unto me. Thank you, God. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, God. Oh, my God. Summer and winter, springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above. I can't sing it like Jolene, but guess what? Join with all nature in manifold witness. To thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Sing it from your heart. Morning by morning, I'm trying to teach y'all. I need y'all to get this. New mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, unto me. Come on, praise. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Father, we thank you now for this time, for this hour, oh God, of praying, of worshiping, of you, oh God, speaking through us. We thank you, God. And we pray that every person, oh God, will receive this word, oh God, so that their lives, oh God, will be enlightened. They will be blessed and not cursed, oh God. They will follow after you, oh God. And once they learn to follow after you, oh God, they will understand the drawing that you do, God. You said you would draw all men unto you, God. So we lift you up this morning, Father. We lift you up that the world might see. We lift you up, God, that the world, oh God, might cry out, I yield. I yield. I cannot hold out anymore. I need the Lord, thy God, to help me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you, God. Come on, y'all. Come on. Somebody doesn't know him in the pardon of their sin. This is not a routine and a ritual. It is what we do. But I don't want it dismissed as just this is happening every time we see you, every time we hear you. But this is because we need you to give your life. Reach out. And if you do, the Lord will provide. Reach out. Come on. Give it up to him. We're reminded in the scriptures that if we confess with our mouth and we believe in our heart that God raised Christ from the dead, we got to confess Jesus Christ as Lord first. We got to confess that, people. Somebody, come on, give your hand. Give your heart. Come on. We got to confess to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, just come on with me. Father, I confess this morning that Jesus Christ is Lord. Pray this prayer. And I believe in my heart, God. I know, God, that you, God, raised him from the dead. Your word says I'm saved, God. It says if I do these things, I'm saved. And if the Lord will, and if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart, the Lord will save me. God, I receive my salvation this morning. I receive my salvation. I'm sold out to you now, Father, to you, Son, to you, Holy Spirit. I give my life. I'm responding to the call, and I appreciate you, God, for the opportunity to be saved. In Jesus' name, come on, say amen. Come on, say amen. Somebody has given their life this morning. Somebody has given their life somewhere, 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 God. Somewhere. Somewhere. We bless God this morning. Come on, give him a praise right now. Just give him a praise, people. People of God, listen. It is crucial. It is crucial. More now than ever before. It is crucial that we receive the word of God, but we share the word of God. That we get others to hear the word of God, to read the word of God, to know the word of God, to allow God to move on our lives, on our children's lives, in our homes, outside of our homes, on our jobs, in our neighborhoods. It is crucial. I'm telling you, it's crucial. Because when God doesn't respond, what are we going to do? The word says, and if, you got to obey him. That's one of the clauses, y'all. That's a cause and effect. And it says, but if you don't, the Lord will. What's your choice this morning? God's blessings or curses? Come on. It's just cut and dry. Can't fix it up for you anyway. Any kind of way. You're going to be blessed. He wants you to be blessed. But if you want his blessings, come on. You got to give him something too. All he wants is your soul. He just want to make sure you're safe and you're secure. Amen. Amen. Father, now, in the name of Jesus, as we leave from this broadcast, but never from your presence, we give you glory this morning, God. We give you honor and praise. And we thank you for these people. We ask you, O God, to cover us and to keep us as only you can. Somebody say amen. Amen. We want you to stay around for our announcements. I'm going to be looking for you tomorrow morning on 9 for 9 with me, Pastor Carzadine. Just a word of inspiration, a word to get you going tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. for 9 minutes. We'll see you then on next Sunday. And I know Elder's going to do some announcements, but I want to please ask you if you will consider and you will come. We will be at 2106 Bonabella Avenue at our church's location. We will be doing a drive-up communion service. And it's not going to be the communion observation. Let me correct that. We will be on here at 9:45 next Sunday morning. But at 11:30 a.m., if you want to come and receive your communion from the hands and the heart, the hands of the man and woman of God, but the heart of God, if you want to receive your communion, you can remain in your car. We will come to your car, and we will serve you Holy Communion on next Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 a.m. But I will be back here with the Word of God at 9:45 a.m. God bless. I love you. If you have any questions or concerns, you can send a message to myself or Elder Harris. You can send it in Messenger. Please say Rhema, 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 because a lot of the stuff coming in Messenger is not for real. Okay? I just want to forewarn you. You can also reach us at any of our emails, and Elder's going to provide that information at this time. God bless you. I love you. Amen. And I will see you in the morning at 9 a.m.